This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston now. Let's talk to John Littleton this morning, see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Good morning, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. I'll just... me and you and at least one or two others.
There you go. Know,
probably a little bit more than one or two.
Yeah, just a little.
You know. Yeah. It's a little warm up here this morning. A brisk wind hadn't picked up yet, but I got a feeling it's going to.
Well, it's headed your way. It's blowing in that direction towards you, so it's cranking down here.
Yeah,
man.
It's, you know, it's 73 degrees here in my truck, and, you know, I'm looking at my trees in my yard and my bushes, and they're barely moving, you know, but I know that's subject to change at any given moment.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, no, everything's pretty good, Mickey. You know, we got a bass club tournament. Lake Houston Bass Anglers Club tournament tomorrow out at Lake Houston. And we had a meeting last night. Man, I'm telling you, Mickey, people are excited about fishing again. I mean, normally our club will have, we'll have 15, 18 boats this time of year, especially. And we didn't even, you know, our tournament director talked about it last night. He said, man, I just, when he was booking the dates, you know, and calendar and everything, and he said, I did not even look and see this was Easter weekend, you know, because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of family events and stuff like that going on, and but we had 14 teams show up last night that already signed up, so we'll probably have another, six or eight for Saturday morning that'll show up. They always do. So, you know, we should have a pretty good little turnout there. And the fish are starting to bite. I mean, you know, the pads are starting to come through the, you know, the ones that were growing in the dirt, you know, when the lake level was down so bad, those pads are starting to stick up now above, you know, that water. And, man, it's... like y'all were talking earlier, it's nothing more exciting than throw out there and catch you a big old bass. You know,
it's hard to be.
Especially on top water.
Yes.
You know, throw you a frog or I mean, I like to throw a frog. I like to throw a buzz bait this time of year, swim bait, you know, something. I'll keep that swim bait kind of to the side handy. And, you know, you throw that frog or something up there and one just explodes on it and you happen to miss it, man, you pick that swim bait up and throw back in there. And about 90% of the time you'll catch that fish. So, you know, that's always good. But, no, we're doing pretty good, you know, up here. Everybody seems to be catching a few fish. They had a tournament last Sunday out there. I think it was a makeup tournament. I didn't see anything about it. And I didn't even know they had it until last night. Some of the guys said, hey, man, where were you at last Sunday? And I go, well, I was at home. Mm. And they go, well, yeah, we had a tournament. And I go, well.
Really?
you know, cell phone,
I didn't get the
you
memo.
Know, you can call me. Cell phone, call me, tell me, talk, you know, something, you know. But I said, well, that's fine. I'll let y'all keep y'all's money another week. But, you know, that's how it goes. But just joking, you know.
Right.
But, yeah. But no, and we had that kidfish tournament last week, Mickey.
I was going to ask you how that turned out. Did they have a good turnout?
Yes, they did, man.
Awesome.
And I tell you, Mickey, the radio show works. I mean, I had people calling me left and right, you know, asking about information about the kidfish tournament and how to enter and all that stuff. And from what I heard, I didn't get to go. We had other plans, but from what I heard, there was more kids there this year than it has been the last couple years.
Awesome.
Now, the fish catching was not as good.
Right.
But, you know, I kind of wanted to go over a couple of these. I tell you, some of y'all might want to write down these kiddos' numbers because these kids can catch some fish. So the largest fish caught was caught. Let me get my glasses on here, Mickey. I can't.
All right, that's fine.
See this fine print.
I understand.
The largest fish caught was Gabrielle Miller. She caught a 3.4-pound catfish. That was the largest fish of the tournament.
Right.
Then in the boys division, Brandon Ream caught 5 fish, and then the most fish caught, and in the girls division, and the most fish caught overall was caught by Dakota Price. She caught 10 fish. So some of you guys listening out there, y'all might want to write down these names. These kiddos are going to come up. I know Dakota's grandpa very well, and she will be out there one day, just like my granddaughter. So, yeah. So these kiddos are out there, and what does James always say? The struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. They said about, I don't know, about 9:30, the struggle was real.
The bite went cold.
The bite went cold. One fish here, one fish there. There was a lot of kids that caught one fish or three fish or four fish. They just weren't. It just wasn't a lot of good numbers this year. But the kids had a good time. There was a lot of parents out there. They should be posting up pictures and all that stuff on the website, before long. And they fly a drone around and all that good stuff. So, it's always good. But everything seemed to go good. There were some fish caught. Everybody was happy. And, that's how it goes, man. That's what we do this for. Get them kids out and get them out there in that outdoors. You never know, everybody, you don't know what all you like until you try something, Then you try it and you go, man, that's pretty good. We'll do that again one day.
Sure.
But we're going to
get kids out there and involved in that. That's good stuff.
It is. we do that once a year. Then there was a big Easter egg hunt, after that. They had a ton of prizes, to give away and all kinds of stuff. So it was all good. But everybody seemed to have a good time from everything I heard. And, I think next year we're going to – I saw a text yesterday. I think next year we're going to try to partner up with the Huffman's High School fishing team to come out. We needed a little bit, and again, I wasn't there either, so it's partly my fault too, but they needed a little more help, this year with the kids. Because you got to realize some of these parents that come out that bring their kids, they might have only been fishing one or two times in their life, and that might have been 20 years ago.
Right.
So,
well, there's a lot of that. The parents that don't they may have fished once or never fished, and their kids kind of want to get involved in it. And Then they can learn how even better, and then teach your parents how to do it.
I mean,
I just grew up in a family. Everybody fished, man. My grandparents on both sides, and you know my parents, and it just that was just a normal thing. Everybody went fishing together.
As a part of life, I remember growing up. We'd throw stuff in the back of Grandpa's pickup truck and head down to the lake or creek or whatever, and we'd go set some trot lines, catch a few fish, and we always build a fire and throw some grease and cook it right there and then bring a few home. You know, oh, my God, you can't, you can't eat any better than that.
Kids could actually ride in the back of a pickup truck and
you can't do that now.
It's against the law now. Unbelievable.
You can't do that. But
I can understand it, seeing the way people drive these days.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know.
It's a different world out there, Mickey, than when you and I grew up.
I know.
You know.
I miss it.
But, we just go walk down this old farm road by the house and go a neighbor's pond, and heck, we didn't need to go knock on his door and get permission. We just went out there.
No, they didn't care.
Fishing.
Nowadays, you better have permits and everything to. Well,
yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you drive down the road and see a pond and go, oh man, let's go over there and go fish. And you just go do it. But
can't do that
these days.
No.
No. No, you sure can't. But I don't know. I always said, man, I hope we can get back to that one day, but I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime. So.
No, we won't see that again. No way.
No. No.
Well.
But we're going to go try to catch a few fish tomorrow. So, you know, we'll see how that works out. I think everybody will catch some fish. The water's cleaning up a little bit now that, you know, those pads and stuff will help filter that water a little bit.
Right.
They still got the dredging going on. They still churning up the bottom a little bit. But, you know, just pack you a little patience. I know the tournament director last night was telling everybody, you know, we're probably going to have a few pleasure boaters out there this weekend, you know, tomorrow, that maybe hadn't been out in a while. And, you know, they got issues at the boat ramp with the motor, and you
bad
know the
batteries,
story.
Bad fuel, so, engine won't start, and there's going to be a lot of that.
And, you know, be some kayakers or whatever, you know, they got right to be out there too. So, you know, you got to pack you a little patience, and, you know, if somebody needs a hand, stop and give them a hand, you know.
That's
but,
it.
Yeah, you got to this day and time.
All right,
but,
buddy.
All in all, everything's good, Mickey.
All right, John. So, well, you have a nice Easter weekend, and somebody wants to give you a call, give them your number so they can get a hold of you, buddy.
Okay, yeah, sure. They can always call me or text me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or shoot me a text, and I will get back with you. It might take me a little bit, but I will get back with you.
All right, John. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend. See you, man.
All right, Mickey. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Join them at the captain's meeting in Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch, along with Rudy's barbecue, cold drinks, and gives you a chance to get in on action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on, safe light launch Friday morning, and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. So bring your A game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 per team. And here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today. MatagordaSlam.com. That's MatagordaSlam.com. And get ready to slam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Texas Cityway and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Morning, Dave. What's going on down there, man?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
How you doing?
When's this hurricane supposed to move on in? When's the eye going to cross over?
Well, it doesn't have a name yet, but they're working on one.
I figured as such because I think I saw Jim Cantore out here at the end a while ago.
Well, I hope so.
Man, I'm telling you, I know we've been talking about the wind a lot for the last couple of months, but today it's a record breaker. It's getting it. It's already getting it.
Yeah, I bet it is, especially out on that dike.
I swear I feel like the dike is moving. I know it's just the wind peeling this SUV back and forth, but all the rocks on the south side are getting a good power washing, and those waves are crashing over these granite rocks and spots where it lines up just right with the wind. And not a lot going on, Mickey, on the fishing front, that's for sure. Right now it's hunker down, enjoy Good Friday and eat good and think good thoughts and let this old thing do its thing. I guess we're going to have maybe a little rain move in, and then maybe the wind will switch around a bit, and we'll just, at some point in time, we'll get land out.
Well, we had a little wind earlier in the week, and, boy, everybody caught them. Fishing was good. Everybody's able to get to areas where fish hadn't been targeted lately. That sure makes a difference.
That's true. We did have some beautiful days. I get mixed up because of you're the same way. You know, when you get busted up sleep different hours, you grab some naps here and there, you lose track of days and stuff, but I get to where it don't even matter. Just roll with it. But we had some beautiful days. We sat out on the back patio and we were just talking about how nice it was. No mosquitoes, no humidity, just really, really nice.
We were yes,
really soaking it up and enjoying it. But this old wind will do its thing, and we'll have something else to talk about next week. Maybe more wind, who knows, but we're going. It's good to be able to do it.
But, yeah, y'all are super busy with all the crawfish craze right now.
Just about the busiest, I'd say it's definitely the busiest week, Holy Week is, for crawfish. And if we catch it right and Mother Nature does her thing, the catch will be good, and it has been. I couldn't begin to tell you how many sacks of crawfish have been processed over the last 24 hours. I just left the warehouse. I went in there to just have a peek, and I saw Jennifer just up to her neck and trying to figure out these orders and do her thing. And I made the mistake of saying good morning to her. She said, no, it's not. She said, I don't know whether it's good morning or good evening or good night. She said, I don't know whether the sun's up or down. I said, I understand. I worked shift work for 35 years, and I couldn't tell you what day it was or whether we'd go to work and the sun wasn't up, and we'd get off work and the sun was down. We didn't never see any daylight for several days out of the week. But things are looking really good. It's easy for me to say because there's so many things going on, and those crawfish are going in all different directions. I couldn't hardly get around the back end of the crawfish warehouse for 18 wheelers. Just amazing. just amazing to see. And I think that's just a little bump compared to what's actually happening all up and down the Louisiana and even in the Mississippi and in the Texas area. The crawfish is king right now. There's just a bunch of them. And it's been such a good year compared to last year. You know, we were hoping that it would be that way, and so far it turned out. Prices came back down to where they were, and people always say, "Well, they're too expensive." Well, what isn't right now? Good grief!
Yes.
Go buy a pack of bologna and see how much it costs. I was looking
if you buy a good pack of like Oscar Mayer bologna, what is it, like $6 or $7 or something?
Yeah, and a pound is 12 ounces.
Yeah, that's for 12 ounces. Thin sliced or thick sliced. Pick your
price. Oh man. So when I see some quality stuff, some good meat like Belleville Meat Market. That's a whole different thing. You're gonna pay a good price for the product, but you know it's gonna be good. And you can't even hardly say that anymore on some items. You know, you say you always get what you pay for. Not necessarily. You're lucky. If you're lucky, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
But it's been very good on the crawfish front, Mickey, so far. And hopefully, good grief, so many people made reservations. Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. So they're in there right now sorting that out and filling those things And those gals in the morning, both locations are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to actually be cooking crawfish in Santa Fe and at the Cajun Grill starting at 11 o'clock, and that'll be going on until 8 o'clock in the evening. We're not sure yet on what's going to happen on Sunday. We do have reservations that we'll be filling Sunday, but as far as having cooked crawfish, I just don't know if we're going if they're going to have the manpower to do that. And a lot of times we'll close up early on Easter for the folks to be able to be with their families. And sure. We'll see how all that works out. But I just rode out to the end and back, and not a lot of folks out there fishing. I think there's some out there sitting and waiting to see what daybreak's going to bring. Sometimes the wind lays down a tad, but I think today it's going to hang with us. And just going to have to find a spot to hunker down. And if you're bound to fish, you might be able to find a little low spot. You may be able to find something around the floodgate, but it'll be all right. The north side of the dike with the wooden piers and stuff, you got the wind to your back. You might be able to cast all the way to April Fool's Point from here. Who knows?
You can turn her loose, baby. Throw it up and watch it go. It's getting that time of year now that we ought to start seeing a little sprinkle of trout coming through the dike area and other panfish, and it's water's pretty stable. It's staying 75 or better, so it's time.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here at the first boat ramp as you come onto the dike, the first boat ramp to the left, and when the wind's not howling, you launch here, and Mickey, 5 minutes or less, you're in some good spots in the spring to catch some nice fish, redfish and speckled trout, and then all along around Mosquito, the same thing with a smattering of flounder, just good fishing. And I missed out on any reports last week on those days when it was really nice, but I would venture to say that the folks that went out, and we've got some guys that are hardcore kayakers, and they'll kayak out here on the weekdays, and they're tight-lipped about what's going on, and I don't blame them one bit, but, there's a good spot to fish, even on the south side of the dike. There's a spot right there on the corner where you can slide through and launch your kayak and paddle on out, paddle on out towards Snake Island. Of course, you can't get close to it because of the port restrictions that's been going on for since 2001. And you can get over there. Yeah, you can get over there to where there's a couple of little low reefs and catch some nice. I mean, some nice trout. On you just have to catch the conditions right, just like anywhere where you're fishing.
But, that's so true.
But when the dike can the dike can be fruitful. I'd say probably one of the least things for me, but there'll be guys that would beg to differ because they fish a whole lot more than I do now. But I'd say that speckled trout are outnumber the slot reds around here because we don't have a lot of grassy areas, marsh areas here on the dike. There are some I've caught a lot of slot reds and stuff on the dike over the years, but nothing like if you go into Moses Lake and hit that marsh area and some of the low shorelines. That's where you'll catch more reds than you'd ever catch speckled trout. So it's a good area. It's a good area if you know how to fish it, or even if you don't, get with someone that does, and you can catch a lot of fish. This old ramp right here brings in a lot of speckled trout and reds, and a bunch of flounder on any given occasion when the conditions are right. So it ain't the best, but it ain't the worst. And I'm thankful to be living down in this area to be able to enjoy it. And I grew up here as a kid, so I've really enjoyed this old Texas City dike, Nick.
Home sweet home. Nothing like it.
Yeah.
No, that's good. How's your bait situation looking at Boyd? Y'all got plenty of shrimp?
Just passed through and talked to Alberto, and he's got the tank levels down, and I got a good peek at what he has, and those shrimp are still very healthy and good size. If you want some live shrimp that will really entice a big trout or a red, we've got them there at Boyd's One Stop. And he was over there heading some 912s to put on the display out there, some beautiful big shrimp. And I swear some of those in the bait well almost look like those 912s, but they're not. they're not that big, but there's some nice shrimp in there. Finger mullet, he had some in the tanks over there as well, so he's stocked up pretty good on live shrimp. I'm hoping Donnie, our shrimper, will be able to head out and do something in this wind and bring in some more, because it's going to be busy, Mickey. I'm knocking on my wooden head, but I believe it's going to be a busy day, and the weekend's probably going to hold up too. Just have to kind of keep an eye on what's going to happen with the weather as far as rainfall. That can kind of slow things down, but
it can. Well, it just hopefully, you know, people are able to get out tomorrow anyway, and then looks like maybe rain might wash it out on Sunday. But hey, we'll deal with it.
If we can't fish, we can always eat, Mickey.
Always. Table fare is always good, especially if you go buy Boyd's and load up and take it home. Get ready for the big Easter fest.
Gonna have the drive-through open in Texas City. Folks will be picking up their live crawfish reservation sacks, but then at 11 o'clock, the grill, we call it the grill, but they're actually cooking the crawfish out there in some big bins, and they'll be serving crawfish. All you got to do is drive by, and we'll toss them right in the window at you, and so folks will be doing that. And then Santa Fe, same thing, a big old drive-through, and folks have been getting some real quality cooked crawfish down that way as well. We've had some good days in Santa Fe. Lots of folks have been giving us some pretty good reports on things. But anyway, Mickey, I wish you a happy Easter weekend,
you too,
and everybody, all your listeners, and we'll catch up with you on the flip-flop.
You got it. All right, throw them out a number at Boyd. Somebody wants to get down there and get in on the action.
409-945-4001. If you do that, and then you'll have an option. I think you can hit 5, and that'll take you to reservations. If you don't have crawfish and you want them for Saturday and or Sunday, good grief, you better get them, because you just never know when the demand will we'll go over the supplies. So hopefully things won't happen that way. We've been in pretty good shape. But thank you, Mickey, and we'll see you later, and always good to talk to you on Friday morning.
Likewise. Dave, you have a happy Easter. See you, buddy.
Thank you now.
Later. All right. Well, you know, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. If your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832, and LiquiShield. They restore your RV's roof. They prevent future damage. It extends its life and boosts its value. And they come to you. They'll come right to you. The job's usually done in one day, and it's backed by a 30-year warranty. Book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. That's 281-831-7832. That's LiquiShield RV Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's run down Galveston Way. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Steve Hillman. Good morning, Steve. What's up, man?
Good morning, stranger.
Man, everybody's been busy and off the beaten path, huh? Especially you.
I'm telling you.
I don't know how you function.
Oh, it's life's getting back to normal now.
Yeah.
Got the wedding behind us, and
got little Brookie married off, and man.
Oh yeah. Yep. Everything's falling back into place.
Well.
Did you get out this week?
Yeah, Charlie, I did.
No, I know you did. I went back and listened to the podcast yesterday. When did you go fishing? Monday? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, gotcha. Y'all did pretty good, it sounded like.
Yeah, we blind hog finds an acorn every now and then, you know.
Yeah. How's that water holding up your way? I saw the river was up to like 18,000 CFS. I know it's back down, but
yeah, it was. It hit 19 something, and I went over it yesterday, and it's still swelled up. It's not out of banks, but it's running, you know.
Yeah.
And but
it still looks decent up there.
Not way up there. It doesn't. Well, none of the bay looks decent right now after this blow.
No.
It's
no.
That's why I waited and went Tuesday instead of Monday. I let it kind of settle out, and
I got you.
Then popped out Tuesday, and first stop wasn't real great. I don't know. We caught 8 or 9, one bull red, and I said, man, let's get out of here. We can't get these fish going. And
yeah.
I rode around, and I saw a mullet jump and a slick pop, and I said, hey, look at here. We slid in there, and it was stupid.
Y'all stayed in the boat?
Yeah, we were boat fishing.
Gotcha. Y'all catch any slaunches or
no
units?
No slaunches, man. No, you know, gargantua trout or anything, but lots of just regular old Galveston Bay trout. Millions of 17, 18, 19 stuff. Few over 20.
That seems to be the size, like, bay-wide right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy.
Every once in a while, a unicorn will show up when you least expect it. But
right.
And there again, bull reds eating trout at the boat, trying to eat them, you know. Just
shocker. Yeah,
what a shocker.
Where were y'all throwing?
Purple Little John's is what everybody kind of went to, because you know, that's what I got tied on. I mean, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. And,
that's it, man.
We caught them on various things, you know, paddle tail, swim baits, but, And you put a little John on and you leave it on and it doesn't get torn up and you just keep catching and catching and catching. Plus, you're able to get it down better. It sinks a lot faster and throws a lot farther. You know, long casts make a difference sometimes. And
oh, for sure.
It's all good. Straight retrieve, jigging, stopping, starting, you know, bottom bouncing.
Man, that straight retrieve stuff, that straight retrieve stuff. I fished last 2 days and that straight retrieve stuff just hasn't really fed the bulldog for me lately. you got to jig it, at least what I'm doing. And I fished a couple different parts of the bay.
Oh, they want it hopping, man. And
they do. Yeah.
Because, look at the bait they're feeding on. All these glass minnows spraying and jumping and shad and everything else. And they want some movement.
Yeah, it's incredible how much bait is in this bay. And again, I haven't fished a lot. I'm only fishing 2 or 3 days a week, last 2 weeks. I'm not on that every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get after it pattern like I will be here in a week or two. But, and that's not by my choosing. It's just, today I had a drifting trip and we canceled. You know, it's either the wind or I just simply don't have any bookings. I mean, I start getting pretty busy in the next couple of weeks for a good stretch, but Monday and Tuesday, you know, I got back Sunday night from the wedding stuff but Monday I think was pretty calm and Tuesday was nice and I didn't have a trip either day. And of course it starts blowing a little bit Wednesday and that was my first day, with a paid trip and I had drifters and, just waiting right now is if it's calm, drifting's not too shabby.
Right.
For lures, but waiting is 5-10 times better. I mean, it's just when you can stand there and cast where they're at, when you get on the edge of a sandbar or a gut or edge of a reef or whatever in 2 to 3.5 feet of water and just cast repetitively over and over where the fish are, it makes a huge difference as opposed to drifting over on Mach 1, you know, with 2 or 3 guys throwing spinners. It's a different ball game, you know, and people ask me the guy asked me the day when I got in, I guess it was Wednesday. How'd y'all do? You know, they got to throw the captain in there. How'd you do, captain? I'm like, I hate being called captain because I don't drive an airplane. I don't fly an airplane. You know, I run a 22-foot Boston whaler.
You don't drive a ship.
And I'm not a pilot, captain, whatever. But I know. I'm kind of a butthole. But anyway, but I'm always in a rotten mood when we don't do good. And
nice, you know, table, like captain.
Yo, man. But you get in.
Got my 3 like pencils laid out there. Photo.
Yeah.
Hey, nice table, captain. Nice table.
But, so, you know, I had somebody ask me last year. I came into Topwater, and I had just a horrible day. And they're like, did you get them?
Did you get them?
I wanted to say, hell no, I didn't get them. I mean, but I didn't, you know. But we want to catch them every day. That's what we want to do. Whether you keep them or not, we want to mess them up every day. And I really worked my tail off on Wednesday, and we didn't do too good. We ended up with eight legal trout and had one, you know, what's everybody call them now? Overs. We had one over.
Yeah, but, overs, unders.
Yeah, we caught like six.
They count everything nowadays.
Oh yeah, but we caught a bunch of trout, and the guys had a great time. But it didn't blow hard, really. Wednesday it was like 15-16, but for drifting,
it was a little puffy.
Yeah, for drifting, it was just tough, man. And there's some other variables mixed in there, but I was just so frustrated. And then yesterday I had a drifting trip, and I looked at that forecast and. And I told my guys, I said, man, it's going to be tough. And I tried to talk them into waiting. And and a couple of guys, well, we don't have any gear, blah, blah, blah. So we punted on that deal, and I wasn't even going to go yesterday. And, you know, I'm just now getting back in the swing of things after the wedding and whatnot. And I talked to my buddy, John Moreau. John and I grew up together, and he's one of the guys that introduced me to Matt Gordy years ago. And him and a couple other guys started dragging me down there when I was like 17, 18 years old. And we've been duck hunting and fishing together for years, but we don't ever really get to fish together anymore. Mm-hmm. And he called me, or he sent me a text like 11:30 yesterday. And he said, "You still thinking about going fishing?" I said, "Man, if you want to go, we'll go." And anyway, long story short, we put the boat in around 1 o'clock yesterday, and just went and looked at some stuff. And I wanted to go hit some areas where I figured there's a few fish, where I had caught a few fish, but I hadn't really spent any time. And we got to our first spot around 1:30 or so. And of course it was blowing. It was like, I think when I looked at my phone, it was 17 gusting to 22. But it was a southerly flow. You know, it wasn't out of a horrible direction. I mean, it wasn't like out of the west or northwest or hard northeast. It was like south southeast, you know. And we jumped out, and tide was going out. We'd already missed the tide change. You know, tide was already had already flipped. It already peaked out, and it was trickling out, and had one little color change, and little few mullet flipping, and by my fifth cast out of the boat, I pop a pretty good trout, a little over 4.5 pounds. I don't know how long it was. I mean, I didn't even put it on my rod to measure it, but I'm guessing it was probably 23 inches, but she looked spawned out. She wasn't as fat as a lot of the trout we've been catching. And, caught that one on a pink, on that Laguna shrimp, on a little Pro Elite jig head course. And then I waved John over, and I said, "Stand right here, cast right in the edge, that color change." And he pops one right at 20 inches, real fat. And he put it on the boga, and it actually weighed over 3 pounds. It was right at 20 inches. It weighed almost 3.25. It was, these fish, some of them are just hefty.
Oh, they're toads. They're little toads, but, man. Little butterballs.
We piddled around in there. He caught a nice flounder, and I think we caught 4 trout. 3 of them were over the deal, and I caught a couple other 22s. And then we made a long run to an area I've been wanting to jump out. We were going to another area where I caught a couple a day, and I couldn't. There was a boat in there with a couple of guys. There were some afternoon pop outs yesterday, man. I guess with Easter weekend and whatnot. But there was a boat in there, and
just
there
grocery
was slicks.
Shopping, man. Grocery shopping.
Yeah, there were slicks blowing out of there too, and I was so pissed off because I couldn't get in there. But so I said, "Well, shoot, let's just go down here," and we jumped out, and I think we caught 7 or 8 more. Pretty decent. Had caught another one that was like 22, and then caught some. Our smallest fish was 19.75. Yeah. If that tells you, I mean, I think these bigger fish. Oh, and the sharks showed up yesterday. Big bull shark.
Well, there you go. That's a better bull sharks. We'll be with them every single time.
Man, hey, and last week it was the gar. I mean, the gars. I had a gar try to pull my fish off my stringer. You know, we've had a couple of trips where we kept fish, but I'm going to tell you, after the gar incident last week and after the bull shark yesterday, if my wading customers want to keep fish, hey, have at it, but I'm not putting any more fish on my stringer. I'm not. I'm done with it. It's just, it takes the fun out of it, man. I'm sitting there fishing, and I look down, and I look to my left, and there's this huge swirl and a big mud boil. And I'm like, okay, maybe a gar roll, maybe a dolphin. Well, then here comes a 6-foot bull shark. And I mean, coming Mach 1 at my stringer. And I back up, I lift the fish out of the water, and And I hightail it back to the boat. I told John, I said, man, we got to go. It was time to go anyway.
Yeah.
So we had something to do, but I don't know.
Our bay is full of predators, man. I'm telling you, you know, like, gar, sharks, bull reds. I mean, it's, and dolphins.
It's crazy.
On the lookout.
But I switched over. Yeah,
already, it's already over, man. That 14 minutes went by extremely fast. Yeah.
But we ended up switching over to plum as the water got a little sandy, and that straight plum ended up being a good color.
Straight old plum, straight old purple. It's hard to beat in off color water.
Yeah. But All right, bud.
Well, Steve, if somebody wants to go with you and, you know, do a little sharking, how they get a hold of you?
409-256-7937. And I've got some spot.
Good.
And fishing's pretty, not too shabby, man.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty darn good throughout the whole complex. So
you got it. Later, man.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.
All right. See you, Steve. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610. KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.